Okay, well, you've heard me talking with Alex Jones. Now we're going to give you an opportunity to chat with Alex as well. It's time to take your phone calls. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. We're here with Alex Jones. We're going to take phone calls as well. Alex, before we get to the calls, anything else you need to say right now?
Well, it's just I was looking over Tom's shoulder here as he was chatting with Sean. And, you know, they were saying, hey, man, this is really scary, depressing stuff.
Webmaster Sean, yeah.
And, you know, it is, but it's also empowering to now know it's going on and that it's happening. And I want listeners to know I'm not making this up, but at the same time, I don't want you to believe me. I want you to find out I'm telling the truth. If people go to whatistheendgame.com or endgamethemovie.com, there's a bibliography for the whole film right there, the entire time code, every second of the film, every document, every article, every video clip we show you, every second of the film is documented at endgamethemovie.com, where as you watch the film, you can go through all the materials that we present there. And it's kind of like walking through a field at night where there are a bunch of, ravines you can fall into. And somebody says, well, you told me about the ravines. That's scary and depressing. But it's not really, because now you know that there are some pits out there and you better have a flashlight if you're going to be out there. So I'm sorry this is the way reality really is, but if you look at Nero marrying his horse and killing all those people in Rome, or Caligula, or you look at the Aztecs, what they did in their society, sacrificing tens of thousands every year, or you look at just all of these cultures where these psychopathic sickos get in control, they get in positions of power, nobody can stop them. So why did Stalin kill 60 million? Why did Mao kill 60 million? Why did our government put Mao into power? That's now declassified. Why did our government, the British government, help put Hitler in power? Lord Milner Group, that was Lord Milner's roundtable group that set up our CFR in the 20s, said we're going to set up a dictator in Germany and then have him destroy all of Europe, then we'll bring him down. They are masters. Max Warburg, at the end of World War I, was heading up the German economy. His brother was heading up the U.S. Federal Reserve, while Germany and was supposedly at war with the U.S., Russia, England, and France. Mr. Warburg was financing the U.S. to send $25 million of gold and 250 Bolsheviks from Brooklyn, New York, to Russia to bring down the czars. So see, the Illuminati, the New World Order, isn't in any one group. They play different masses.
At any given time. They change, don't they?
Exactly. They are master puppeteers. And if people don't have internet to go order Endgame at InfoWars.com, I hope that they will call the toll-free number to get Endgame or Terror Storm. And that number, because people are, I'm told, calling in asking about it, is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139.
To the phones we go. Let's pick it up by going east of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast with Alex Jones. Hi there.
Hi, gentlemen. Blessings. This is Stephanie in Miami. It's good
to
talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
I have a question for Alex, please. I'm concerned about the vaccine for the human Pamplona virus given to young girls.
And that's a story we were just talking about earlier today, wasn't it, Alex?
Yeah, I only brought in four or five stories, and me and George, right before the show started, were talking about this. And do you know what this is? This is the Daily Mail out of England, posted for posterity at JonesReport.com. And it says, alert over jabs for girls as two die following cervical cancer vaccination. Ma'am, do you have anything else to ask, or do you want me to answer the question?
Yes, why did you
bring this up, Stephanie? Go ahead.
I brought it up because I noticed, I have a little bit of journalism background, I noticed that it's transmitted through the male to the female, but the males are not getting inoculated. So it seems like it's targeting the girls, and it could possibly promote sterility.
Okay. I don't want you, because this is a medical issue, I do not want you to believe me there in Miami.
Okay.
This is key. I want you to write notes. Do you have a pen and paper? Because this is going to save a lot of young women right now.
Okay.
We're going to save a lot of lives. This is what I want the good karma. It's what I'm into.
Okay.
Write this down.
Okay.
Gardasil is put out
spell
by G-A-R-D-A-S-I-L.
Mm-hmm.
Gardasil is put out by Merck Pharmaceutical, who just had to recall a bunch of their vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
They're the people that put out Vioxx for arthritis, that maybe all those people have those heart attacks, okay?
Right.
Now, let me tell you exactly what happened. They found in clinical trials 3 years ago that it was causing incredible autoimmune reactions and deaths. Mm-hmm. This has actually come out in the industry papers. Everything I say is documented, okay? Everything I'm telling you is documented. Believe me, I wouldn't be here. I'd be sued out of oblivion. Anything I said wasn't true and backed up by 10 other sources. They knew it was causing problems. They knew they had a bad drug on their hand. So what did they do? They went to Rick Perry here in Texas, the governor, and they knew that if they got the governor to approve this vaccine, that federal law would then kick in with the vaccine damage fund that's over $4 billion, and the government quietly pays these off. And then any problems with this in the future, the government would handle, and they wouldn't have any liability. So they didn't just kill some billion-dollar drug they developed, some live cancer virus vaccine. It's the new generation of live viruses. What did Gardasil do? They cold-bloodedly went out, and they went to the governor of Texas, and they financed and gave campaign contributions to both parties, spent tens of millions in the state. They went and they got the governor to come out and say, it's the law, you got to take it. But wait, look into this. There is no law, you have to take shots. What he said was, is that I'm making it the list of recommended to the state health department. Then the schools tell you if you want to go to school, they you have to have it. And then they never tell you they have a waiver by law they're supposed to give you. Now, let's talk medically about what Gardasil does. Have you seen the TV ads for it?
Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, she's gone?
No, she's listening.
But go ahead. Ma'am, have you seen the TV ads for Gardasil? At the end of it, they will admit that it is thought that it might protect you. It protects you from six strains of the human papillomavirus that over half the population, by the way, who's been sexually active has. It says it might. It protects you maybe from six strains. There are over 350 active strains of it. And if you already have the virus and they don't test you for this, you get a 45% increase in cancer from the virus if you take this.
Now, you're saying, though, if these two girls didn't get this vaccine, they would have been alive today.
Well, that's what the Daily Mail out of England, because they just approved this this month.
Yeah.
And they've had masses of deaths, dozens and dozens and dozens. It was over 100 last time I checked. They just approved this January 1st, 2007 in the U.S. They approved it January 1st in England, 2008. Okay, so it's now the 26th, and it says a jab that could be given to hundreds of thousands of schoolgirls this autumn was at the center of a safety scare last night following the deaths of two young women. European regulators are investigating the sudden and unexplained deaths of women who received Gardasil, one of the two jabs to protect against cervical cancer, licensed for use in the UK.
Does it say how they died? I mean, what happened? What were their symptoms? Does it get into that at all?
Yes. Well, we know how the people die that get it. Now, most of the time, it when you get sick, it doesn't kill you. You have huge autoimmune responses. You break out in bloody whelps all over your body. So blood starts coming out of your orifices, and it kind of acts like Ebola.
So they died over what period of time? Do we know from?
They died over a period of 2 days.
2 days?
Yes. I'd have to read this whole article here on air to get into what happened with them. I know about the U.S. deaths. So all I'm saying here is this. But don't believe me, ma'am. Type Gardasil into Google or into Yahoo. Go to their website, and it will say in there that it's not proven to even protect you, and it covers six strains. Now, it gets worse. Type any of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, Luvox, Prozac in. We made them add this. Europe had it 5 years ago. Just last year they added it. The first thing it says on all these Prozac class, fluoride class drugs, it's what they're made up out of, their molecule. It says increases suicide, violent actions, psychotic breaks, violent acting out. That's an oxymoron. It's an antidepressant that massively increases suicide. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm reading from their own inserts. So we just took one call and I took 10 minutes. I'm sorry, but it's so important.
It is. It's a big story. What can people do if they're concerned about this?
Not believe me. Because I don't want it to be a rumor. You tell somebody you heard from Alex on, you know, Coast to Coast this. I want you to just go read that Gardasil doesn't even protect you and that it's killed a bunch of people and that they have accelerated autoimmune deaths.
Are there any doctors out there, Alex, who are saying, do not take this vaccine?
Major medical associations have said, and I'm going from memory here, we'll have to Google it, but I believe the American Medical Association said to take extreme caution.
extreme caution.
See, basically, there's a way if a governor, through emergency powers, says you have to take this or makes it recommended to go to school, that, like, automatically made approval happen.
All right.
So there's ways to get around approval laws.
Wildcard line, you're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hello there.
Yes, this is Jeff Boyce from Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Hey, Jeff. Good. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Now, Alex, when do you think martial law is coming to America? When do you think the elite is going to drop the other shoe and completely close this country down? I believe it'll be when we have another terrorist attack in this country, whether it's from the outside or from within.
Well, that certainly could do it. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007-2008 openly states that the executive is now a dictatorship and that they have openly funded and trained the military for domestic suppression. You need to read that. Presidential Decision Directive 51 and the accompanying executive order openly states Congress is no longer over the continuity of government program, and they've had paid shills on television, admittedly, running around saying how martial law is coming and how it's a good thing. Will we have hot martial law, or will it be the cold, creeping martial law? When they're checking your bags randomly on New York subways, or have Viper federal teams, as they're called, under different federal programs in Dallas and Houston, randomly searching people in Miami, when they are putting cameras in schoolyards and face scanning cameras up on the street corners, when they are setting up random checkpoints and federalizing our police through programs, when we have 7 million Americans in the prison system, 4 million behind bars, we are in martial law. It's what degree of it. The gun is at our head. Are they going to openly pull the trigger, or is it going to be the long slide into night?
West of the Rockies, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Take it away.
Good evening, gentlemen. This is Joy in Enterprise, Oregon.
Hi, Joy.
You're a great host, George. And, Alex, thank you for even risking your life to keep us informed. In Oregon, I can't afford the cable TV, so I still use rabbit ears, and they're making us now to be able to get reception. We're going to have to buy an add-on box that is supposed
to be an adapter.
Digital, yeah. That's for purposes of keeping track of everything we're doing.
No, that adapter is passive. It's not hooked in anything. What tracks you is a cable modem, any type of two-way cable system, delivery system, TiVo, the DVRs that are hooked into systems. That basically is like a computer tracking everything you do, but it's not like a computer where you can turn those cookies or those ports off. It all tracks everything you do.
It's going to monitor everybody. Everything will be monitored.
And if people don't believe me, it's in the Chicago Tribune. I mean, it's not. I mean, again, I talked about it. I learned about this 12 years ago because a local cable guy was at my house and he said, "Hey, I watch your show." This is about 10 years ago. You're getting one of these digital boxes. What do you think that is right there, Alex? And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "That's a microphone." He goes, "Here's the map." He goes, "There's no reason to have a microphone on the box. There's a microphone in it." He goes, "This is two way. And we're being told it's going to track, and it's for marketing and track." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." And then later I talked to another engineer, not just a cable guy, and he said, "Oh, yeah, that's going on." And then I talked about it on air. I had people from the cable company calling me up, people who worked there going, "You're a liar, you're a liar." Later they called up and apologized on the local TV show. But, I mean, if it's tracking you, I got to talk about it.
Absolutely. And tell us your method for researching these stories so people know you don't just sit in a laboratory somewhere and concoct these things.
Well, I mean, it just so happened she called in about Gardasil, and I had the Daily Mail, a major paper in England.
That was good synchronicity.
Yeah, synchronicity. Or if I talk about fluoride reducing IQ and brain damage and all the studies saying it, I mean, that's Reuters and New Scientist.
You research this stuff. You go out and look for sources.
Well, I mean, to explain, I learned what their blueprint was and most of their plan because of listeners, 10, 12, 13 years ago. I mean, I would have truck drivers send me, the major truck driving magazine, and it would say there's going to be RFID on the roads, NAFTA superhighways. It was kind of open,
right?
And we're going to track everything you do.
Before any media would hear about it.
Yeah, it's all in industry publications and legislation. Here's an example. In 1998, a listener said, "Go to the Federal Register here, because I can't track it all myself. It's billions of documents every year, or hundreds of millions. It's got to be billions of pages." But I get an email. And it says, "Go here. Here's a link. I work at the Austin Police Department. We're going to be helping people install microphones. We're not even supposed to tell the other officers. And we get an $844,000 grant to put these shotgun mics that can listen to people at 200 yards. But the guy, the cop, the Austin cop, didn't just send me a link. to the federal grant that Kay Bailey Hutchinson had gotten, was real proud of, to add microphones, and they've added them each year. He sent me then a link to the very company with an online demo where it showed some kid talking in the street from 200 yards with a shotgun mic. So every year since, for 10 years, they've put in hundreds of more of these expensive microphones, and now you'll be in major cities. They've even got microphones with the plush wind guards on them hanging off the cameras. And so I knew about microphones. Or here's another example. You know, the internet breaks up regional media. Used to, it was only regional. You never hear outside your region. I read an article in Tennessee out of one of their major papers where the girls from the local basketball team, eighth grade, were taking showers after the game and saw a camera in the shower, freaked out, running and screaming. And the principal came out, and this is like 6 years ago, and said, hey, of course we have cameras in there. There could be crime. Turned out it was being fed to some digital boxes, and it was pedophile behavior, pervert behavior. But the point is that then I take a story and I go, here it is. They got cameras in the girls' showers. Or that Sacramento Bee article about how the police department watches all the kids with cameras in the bathrooms. But now it's openly done. So, I mean, they say it's a law. You've got to take the Gardasil vaccine. I know the state law is that there is no law. You've got to take it. The school lies and says, we're going to expel you. And then once they expel you, they say it's your fault, and then criminal truancy charges kick in. They don't tell you it's state law in every state in the union that they have to give you a waiver form, but they won't tell you there's a waiver form because the federal funds for the school are tied to 98% vaccination levels.
You must just shake your head, Alex, when you hear some of these stories.
Well, I do, and I mean, here's an example. 1996, emails crawling. I was just getting on the web. I get an email. Hey, I'm a captain in the U.S. Army. I couldn't tell you about this before because a national security letter. I worked at this camp in Anniston, Alabama. We had 300 federal inmates in a secret program, exchange program, training people and building an infrastructure for camps in America. It's now been declassified. It's the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Here's a link. I was at army.mil. It said we've got 12 camps. We're expanding to 24. It's now declassified. Americans have secretly been in camps since 1986 under Rex 84. So, see, my job, just like I talked about the North American Union 10 years ago when I was a kook, now it's mainstream media. All I do is take stuff that nobody else is talking about and cover it. Now, I do some original things, like I'll go to Bilderberg and we'll have our sources.
Or Bohemian Grove
snuck in there and got footage of the ritual they were doing. Or I'll go out and show, police checkpoints with the military. Or I'll show Delta Force paying off or trying to pay off the police chief in San Antonio, and I'll go interview him, and he'll say the Delta Force tried to pay him off, to help set up martial law in San Antonio, sure. And I'll put that out, in Police State 2000. So, or I'll go to a Marine Corps training drill in Hebron, Maryland, or Swansboro, North Carolina, or Oakland, California, and I just show up, and the Marines walk right up and say, we're training to take over America, we're training to take the guns, and I got video of the Marines saying it with troop ships landing and hovercraft, and I put the video out, and people say I hired actors that would have cost $25 million.
We'll be back with final phone calls with Alex Jones on Coast to Coast AM. Well, make sure you're part of the program over the weekend with Ian Punnett and George Knapp on Sunday. I'll be at the KLBJ Talk Fest tomorrow, Saturday. Actually, it's now this morning. I'll have to go and take a little nap and then get ready to go. Last year, we had 3,000 people there. Let's get more of you out there, all of you from the greater Texas area and all the other surrounding states. Come on by to Austin, Texas. Go to the convention center. I will be on stage from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time, and there is a meet and greet there from 12:30 to 1:30 as well. Alex is going to come by, and he's going to be on with me during the last hour of that 2 to 4 p.m. program. So do come on by. Look forward to seeing you. And then onto a plane, and then I'll be out of the cave in St. Louis for a couple weeks. Cold. Why am I leaving Los Angeles where it's warm to go to cold weather in St. Louis? Because my family lives there. Back in a moment with Alex Jones and Final Calls on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, Alex, let's take as many calls as we can.
Let's do it.
They're lining up. First-time caller line, it's your turn. You're on the air. Hi there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Nick.
Hey, Nick. Where are you calling from?
Topeka, Kansas.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to ask Alex. He said something about the Antichrist. When When are they going to round up the Christians and have them put to death here?
They don't need to. They're just going to co-opt the Christians. The Bible says that most Christians are going to worship the Antichrist because he's going to basically claim he's Jesus.
And he's going to trick them all.
Okay.
Then that was George talking about the Antichrist and tricking people. Yes.
Yeah, I know. But there's going to be some that are not going to worship this Antichrist. Obviously, they're going to be punished, right?
Well, I'll tell you, most of the real anti-terror training manuals from the FBI and the rest of it, and even Fox News last week was saying the new Al-Qaeda is secretly blonde-haired and blue-eyed, is hiding under every rock. And so certainly the main apparatus is aimed at, true Christians who won't go along with the whole cashless society and implantable microchip. I mean,
and the mark of the beast, Alex, if you get into that, the 666, what could it be? What might it be?
Well, we're living in a crazy time. I mean, 2 weeks ago, CNN reported that Mexico is going to microchip 200,000 of its illegal aliens. I mean, that's CNN video. That's a news report. The Mexican attorney general, made a bunch of his employees and himself take a microchip 3 years ago.
Yes, that's
true.
I mean,
you can't make this type of stuff up. I had the Bergen County police chief from New Jersey on. They have police chiefs in the county there. And he said, if the government says we all should take chips, I'll enforce it. And he's taking a chip, and he wants his deputies to all take them.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're up on the air with us with Alex Jones. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jones and Mr. Norrie, this is a pleasure and an honor to speak to you. I'm a longtime listener, and
so is
most of my family.
Excellent.
Two-part question, actually, and I'll be brief. I am very angry about the way that they have treated Ron Paul in the media. They pushed him to the side, and I've heard media people say he's unelectable, and I don't agree. I think if enough people will back this man, whether they black out his media coverage or not, I think he's electable, and I think he's the only one that's worthy of my vote.
His views are almost libertarian. He's not a Democrat, really. He's not a Republican, which is what he is. He's more like a libertarian.
Well, I mean, just the long and short of it is this. He won second place in Nevada, and they literally, on national television, said McCain got second place. National hoax. He got second place. They haven't counted all the votes. It looks like he may have gotten first in Louisiana. No coverage of that. He was given six.
They didn't add up his votes in New Hampshire.
Exactly. The debate last night, he was given, they timed it out. It's on Prison Planet. We have the whole breakdown, prisonplanet.com. He was given 6 minutes, 31 seconds. Romney was given 22 minutes. He was given a third less time than all the other candidates and less than half the questions. So they're openly cheating him there.
And he was winning in the beginning every debate via internet polling.
That's right. He always wins those polls, but then they stop the poll, and the next day they come out and say he lost. I mean, there's definite chicanery going on.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi there. This is for Mr. Jones. Several years ago, in 2000, 2002, there was a show called The Invisible Man, a brilliant science fiction thriller, and everything you're talking about tonight was the main plot of the show. And I thought it was just brilliant writers coming up with extraordinary plots. It's everything what you're talking about. I was wondering if you know about the show, if you've ever met the writers, and things like that.
Was that a sci-fi channel program?
Yes, and then it mysteriously disappeared only after 2 seasons.
Well, I know George has had a show on there, too. I'm not a big TV watcher, but I did watch half an episode one time of that. You'll see this plot throughout all these movies. The best-selling book by Michael Crichton, State of Fear, is about all this. And at the end, he talks about the Rockefellers and eugenics. And at the end of the book, he has like 50 pages saying, by the way, this is all real.
Mm-hmm.
That's Michael
mm-hmm.
Crichton. You know, he's a surgeon, scientist, top 3 authors right now, fiction. So it's good people in the system, I think. A lot of people see that on TV and they go, oh, that's... And I used to even think this like 10, 12 years ago before I met a lot of these TV and Hollywood people. They're trying to sneak this out. It's like Dean Haglund on the X-Files spinoff, Lone Gunman, where they have an episode where the government secretly...
It's a very popular show.
Exactly, where the government secretly hijacks a jet to fly to the World Trade Center and uses anti-terror drills as a smokescreen to fool the rest of the government thinking it's real. That came out 5 months before 9/11. Turns out the government was running drills the exact day, and it was the exact same thing, basically. And he said that they were approached by people in CIA saying, you ought to put this in the plot.
how come the media didn't jump on that lone gunman story? It was huge.
Listen, I got a call.
It's bizarre.
I was here in Austin, Texas about 3 years ago. Phone rings. It's Dean Haglund. He goes, you ever watch The X-Files? I was on there. Did you ever watch Lone Gunman? I said, yeah. He said, I want to come by your house. And the next day, Dean Haglund comes to my house, and he says, the CIA approached us. Now, that video is on YouTube and Google.
Right.
And he said, they basically told us what were good plots to do. And but the larger...
Oh, wait a minute. Are you telling me the CIA approached the writers of The Lone Gunman to put this thing together?
Yes. He said... I can't say everything. Chris Carter can't say everything. But I'll tell you this. The CIA approached us with many of these plots.
And ideas. Before the programs were filmed.
Before the programs were filmed. And, you know, they got a lot of CIA people in the media, a lot of CIA people in Hollywood. So some of it is the government trying to plant things, revelation of the method.
That's amazing, Alex.
But a lot of it is people inside the government trying to warn. Like why did the government...
Good people in government trying to warn.
Exactly. Why did the government accidentally, they then tried to reclassify it, declassify Operation Northwoods, a U.S. plan right. to carry out 9/11 style attacks, 6 months or 8 months before 9/11?
Right. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with Alex Jones on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is John calling from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Hey,
thank you for your great guest. I have a question and a comment. Would you like the comment first and then the question?
Yes, we'll take the comment, then the question.
Okay, then Barry Goldwater's wonderful book, With No Apologies, which he published in 1979, on page 126, he exposed a lot of the sellout of communist China. He said in 1951 and 1952, the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee, under the chairmanship of Pat McCarran, Democrat, Nevada, conducted a lengthy investigation into the activities of the Institute of Pacific Relations. The establishment of a communist government in China had destroyed American prestige throughout Asia. The committee concluded that the American policy decisions which helped establish the communist control of China were made by IPR officials who were traitors or under the influence of traitors whose allegiance lay in Moscow. IPR was a creation of the Council on Foreign Relations. The CFR is the American branch of a society which originated in England, internationalist in viewpoint. The CFR, along with the Atlantic Union Movement and the Atlantic Council of the United States, believes national boundaries should be obliterated and one world rule established.
By the way, now, sir, Endgame covers all that. And of course, Goldwater died in the early 90s. Let me tell you, and again, Endgame covers this at the very end. We always knew the U.S. government elements of it. OSS was fighting with Mao against the Japanese. We always knew they did that, but about 8 years ago, I literally fell out of my chair. I mean, I literally was on my knees. I couldn't believe it. They had the old CIA section chief on there admitting that in 49, our government kicked the nationalist out and put Mao Zedong into power. That is now completely declassified, and we actually cover that in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. See, earlier when I just mentioned that we put the Chinese in, the Chinese communists who killed 60 mil, I have all the documents to back that up, but they even go on the History Channel and admit it now. Sorry, go ahead.
And Goldwater would do that too.
Well, Goldwater exposed it. Yeah, I mean, Goldwater talked about how there was a congressional committee that first exposed it. Look, we always knew it. We always had some documents. Now it's totally admitted. And then, but in 19...
What, and you know what wiped out Goldwater when he was running against LBJ?
They ran the nuke going off,
yeah, exactly.
And the little girl.
Wiped him out.
They said that they're going to nuke you if you don't vote for LBJ.
Let's take as many calls.
Who
as
used
we
to
can.
Own this radio station?
We are running out of time. You're absolutely right. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there,
Alex and John and George.
You've got us.
Good. I'm so glad to talk to you. This is a great program.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I had a question, and I also wanted to make a statement. I have a child that she's 33 now, and she went through the entire school system without any vaccinations. And the way I did it was very simple because I knew about what Alex was talking about many years ago.
The waiver.
And so what I did was I went to a chiropractor, and he told me if I believe it's contraindicated to her health, just he gave me a note that said that, and I presented it to the school since kindergarten, and she went all the way through school without any vaccinations. And
but there's no law, so you don't even need that.
Exactly.
And how is she? She's probably pretty healthy, isn't she?
Oh, she's a beautiful girl. She's a vegetarian, so she's never had any dead animals in her body. She's beautiful, long hair down to her waist. She's gorgeous. She's healthy. She's never been sick. I mean, knock on wood, but she's never been sick, which is fantastic. So that's one way you can avoid vaccinations, and you know, by going to a holistic or naturalistic doctor. And I think most chiropractors know about this.
Well, but my challenge to listen. Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the other things I wanted to make, one was that statement in trying to help people to understand that they have a right not to have their children, you know, inoculated with foreign substances in their blood.
And the bigger story is, even if you're for inoculations and don't know the truth, find out they're lying to you that there is no law. Just type vaccine waiver form, but then that's a waiver form when there's no law to begin with. They even trick you to do the form as if there's some legalese. See, that's the big issue, is
yeah,
why like are they lying?
Say, they're given money each time a child is inoculated, so the schools are really for it as opposed to for your health and well-being.
Ma'am, fluoride's good for you. Mercury's good for you. Oh, by the way, we're hearing they have this California study about how autism's still going up, but they took the mercury out. They didn't take the mercury out. In 2000, they passed federal regulations saying vaccine makers are recommended to make lots without mercury.
Let's go east of the Rockies now. You're on with Alex Jones on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, yes, sir.
This is Lewis.
Hello, Lewis. Where might you be?
I'm in the Catskill Mountains right now.
I'm the New York area. Go
yeah.
ahead,
my question is, don't we outnumber these people?
Don't we what, Lewis?
Outnumber them.
Oh, sure. We outnumber them in terms of sheer numbers.
They use propaganda, though, and trickery, as George was saying. I mean, these are the ultimate carnival hucksters with trillion-dollar budgets.
Right, because I was in the military also, and I'm not going to be fooled by that. And
do you believe, Lewis, do you believe this is going on?
Oh, definitely. And I feel that Don't Tread on Me is going to be our call.
Well, people are waking up, and more every day, and again, as they find out they've been lied to. I mean, how many things has this government lied to us about? How many things have big corporations been caught lying to us about? You know, how many things have they been caught doing? I mean, it's on MSNBC now, what we reported on a decade ago, that Bayer Pharmaceutical, this is all they've been convicted, in France, knowingly took Factor VIII blood product that had HIV and hepatitis in every shot and gave it to hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs who died worldwide.
Just give us one leader who will tell us the truth.
Well, they're bought and paid for unless it's Ron Paul, and they demonize him and lie about him and... You know, it's just, but again, it's a process. And George, I got to say it. I got to give credit where it's due. You broke the ice on a lot of what we're seeing in this modern movement.
You guys, I broke it on mainstream. And I consider Coast to Coast because it's a national
program. It's a crossover.
It's a big national mainstream show.
It's huge.
So that's what I did. But you guys out there, toughen it out. You're the ones that brought it to our attention.
But George, you took Coast to Coast AM in a whole other direction. I mean, you do all the staples and everything else, you know, like you talk about the entertainment stuff. But, I mean, you've got hardcore guests on every week. I mean, it just blows me away, and it just shows, though. But, I mean, when Kramer is on is on MSNBC, saying the Federal Reserve's private and criminal,
And when's the last time you would ever think he would have said that?
Well, it's because he's
fed up.
We do outnumber them. Most people in media and the corporate system aren't bad. They bought into the propaganda too. It's a fraud. It's a daze. It's a spell. They mesmerize, and then we all kind of follow the false narrative script that they give us. But as soon as that breaks, it's over. We were kooks 10 years ago talking about the Federal Reserve. Now it's on MSNBC.
Kennedy talked about it, and look what happened to him.
He was going to abolish it, and they blew his head off.
Wild Card Line, you're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello.
This is Leslie.
Leslie, take it away. We only have
a
few minutes
Leslie
left. Go ahead.
From Missouri.
All right.
Yes. And I had a question for Mr. Jones.
Go ahead.
And I was going to talk about the VeriChip. Do you know anything about the VeriChip or Applied Digital Solutions?
That's an IBM front company.
Yes, it is.
In their 2000 financial filings, IBM owns their debt. They've lost money every year they've been around, but they keep it as a front PR company to go on TV and just introduce the idea of the implantable microchip. And they're busy trying to push it on prisoners. They got California to adopt it, but then they pulled out. Reuters reported they're trying to make the Alzheimer's patients take it. They've gotten the Mexican Attorney General, president of one of those Latin American countries, to take it.
Thank God for Catherine Albrecht.
Yep.
She's toughing it out with that, and she does not let that go, Alex, at all. Couple minutes left. Take a few minutes. Tell me about the two major websites and what people can do to get more information.
Well, I just got to say it. It's a real honor to be able to share the microphone with you, George, and I love it when you orbit through Austin once a year. So thanks for having me, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow at TalkFest at the Convention Center, I guess in the second hour of it from 3 to 4. And I hope to see all of you out there. Bottom line, it's a scary job I've got, but I do it because I research, I find these things out, I want to warn people. That's what the news sites, PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us, InfoWars.com, that's what they do. And I've made Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's the most important film I've ever made. I think it's one of the most important, and I'm not trying to toot my horn, it's scary. The most important films just documenting the facts of the New World Order total system and their endgame. And I hope people will go to InfoWars.com and order the DVD Endgame. I hope they'll go to PrisonPlanet.tv and they can download it in super high quality, near DVD quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents. That just pays for the bandwidth, 15 cents a day. And I hope that they'll burn copies of it off the site and get it out to people and make copies of the film, because it's the most important thing I've ever done, and people need to know the master plan.
You got it. Alex, you are one of the best, and I want to thank you for coming on the program and continuing to support us here at Coast to Coast with the things you do. By the way, I love that sound when the computer goes on. It's angelic, isn't it?
I know. It's my fault over here.
Okay, so you're going to come by TalkFest tomorrow?
Absolutely.
I want you on stage with me.
Absolutely. And again, George Norrie, I want to thank you, because just with the Gardasil and the microchip news and the rest of it, I remember in 2002, before you were even having me on, when you nationally told the firefighters and police they didn't have to take that smallpox vaccine that was killing so many of them. And I think this show, with you at the helm, killed that program, because then they were going to try to make the public take it. And I know that... That, again, that's something very important you did, and you've got to get praise for that.
I learned a long time ago that the airwaves belong to the public, and I never in my career want to abuse that.
Well, you've got the you got the biggest will and the most courage of anybody with a show your size in the world.
Thanks, Alex. By the way, I want to thank, by the way, some of the folks at KLBJ, Adam Romig, Thomas McDonald, Chuck Loesch, engineers. Thanks, guys. We'll be back.